not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch here into hour number two of the program. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls. We go to Andy, listening in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, you're here. We're here. Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. So
yeah,
bear with
sorry.
Me.
It sounds like you got your window down. Can you roll that up? Might that help?
That did help. Thank you.
Okay. Here you are. Go ahead.
Oh,
now we're having trouble hearing you. Let's put him back on hold. All right. We're going to put him back on hold.
Cell,
bad
I'm afraid.
Cell phone. Unfortunately. We'll try him back in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. Well, I know because our phone screener did get a little information. We don't ask much when our callers call in, but I know Andy was intending to talk about secession. So let's preface his return, Mark, by going to the story you have about Arizona and apparently a handful of other states, maybe more than a handful, that are actually – there's legislation either being proposed or has already been passed that says that secession's a possibility?
This is from Freedom's Phoenix. Mark Chung sends a very interesting tidbit of information covering the Arizona bill HCR 2034. More specifically, the bill covers the situation in which the U.S. government declares martial law, then Arizona will join 34 or more of the states and declare their own independence from the Union. Interesting, especially with the election time around the corner and conspiracies about Bush-Cheney empire would do something in order to declare martial law to avoid the election. And so here's the text of H.R. 2034, and I've read it, and it's not as bad and difficult to read as much legislation is.
Okay.
That when the President of the United States, the Congress of the United States, or any other federal agent or agency declares the Constitution of the United States to be suspended or abolished, if the President or any other federal entity attempts to institute martial law or its equivalent without an official declaration in one or more of the states without the consent of that state, or if any federal order attempts to make it unlawful for individual Americans to own firearms or to confiscate firearms, that the federal government, I guess, the state of Arizona, when joined by 34 of the other 50 states, declares as follows. Uh-oh, this looks a little different than I had first seen, that the states resume all state powers delegated by the Constitution of the United States and assume total sovereignty, that the states re-ratify and reestablish the present Constitution of the United States as the charter for the formation of a new federal government to be followed.
Oh, that's not secession. That's like a reset.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, well, okay. Keep going.
To be followed by the election of a new Congress and President and the reorganization of a new judiciary, similar to the following precedent and procedures of the Founding Fathers, that individual members of the military return to their respective states and report to the governor until a new president is elected, and that each state assumes a negotiated proportioned share of the national debt, and that all land within the borders of the state belong to the states until
what a dumb idea. What an awful idea. The idea that the state should assume the national debt. You don't really owe that. That debt's not real. It's never going to be paid back. It's physically impossible to pay that back.
I agree that they should not assume the national debt.
Look, if the federal government's going to crash and burn, then the what comes next as far as dollars are concerned are going to be completely different, right? I mean, if the federal government is just goners, then even if they create a new government, it's probably not going to be printing out the same old dollars that used to be print out. So how are you going to figure out what the conversion rate is there if the dollars don't exist anymore?
Well,
maybe I just don't know.
What I didn't get about this the first two times that I read the story was that I kind of was under the impression that 34 states already had rules like this on their books and that Arizona was joining them. However, it
That's
says
so.
When joined by 34 of the other 50 states.
Oh,
so I guess that 34 more states must have legislation like this in order for this legislation to kick in.
Oh, you're saying they must have it, not meaning that they do have it, but in order for the – I see, yes. So if this legislation passes – and this is just a proposal, right? This is just a proposed bill?
Yes, correct. This
so
is a bill.
If this legislation passes in Arizona, then similar legislation will also have to be on the books in over 34 other states in order for Arizona to go ahead with these plans. Otherwise, I guess if there's martial law, they'll just take it, right?
I guess.
So
I mean,
sad.
That, yeah.
Yeah, not real secession. Oh, well, I was excited for a moment there. 1-800-259-9231. I guess if you want the real thing, you're just going to have to come here to New Hampshire or, you know, someplace
at
else
least,
where there's a real secession.
At
movement.
The very, very least, there are state legislatures talking about secession. It's okay. There's a lot of caveats to the secession.
They may not understand what the definition is, but... Well, a little something is better than nothing, I suppose.
All they're claiming is that they're going to take the founding documents and start over, and well, to some extent, start over. They're going to take the national debt, but you wouldn't have as many problems as we have. It's better than dealing with the martial law.
So, actually, speaking of secession, Mark, I guess you and I have both recently come across some sort of conference. The Middlebury Institute is having another one of their yearly secession conferences. We've discussed them in the past on the program. They've usually been held in Vermont. So this year, for whatever reason, they're having it in New Hampshire, which is pretty cool.
Perhaps they know that New Hampshire is going to be the free state.
I don't know why they're having it here, but they're going to, and you and I are going to be attending, so that should be fun.
Right, it's November the 14th, 15th, and 16th in Manchester, New Hampshire, the third North American Secessionist Convention.
We are not broadcasting live, we are only attending the conference, just to point
correct.
Out.
I mean, they haven't, you know, they didn't suggest anything like that, and
Well, they'd have to pay.
That they would.
And considering they're not charging for their event, odds are they can't afford us.
Well,
not that we're that expensive.
Not
but
really.
Odds are,
but,
they
can't. I don't know what they... I have no idea of any of these things.
Right. I don't know what to expect.
They say welcome.
Either.
That's all.
Right. I don't know what to expect either. I've never been to one of these before. I know
nope.
that last year and the year before that, some Free Staters did go up. They kind of carpooled up to Vermont and
Burlington,
they attended.
Yeah.
And they had good things to say.
Well, one was in Chattanooga. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they had good things to say about it. But what I'm expecting to see here, from what I understand of the various different secession movements around the country, is that when you're talking about a secession movement, it's not necessarily about liberty. It's about getting out from under the thumb of the federal government, which I fully support. But at the same time, many of these people that are for secession may very well be even more controlling and more despotic than some of the people in the federal government. They may have their own ideas for what sort of kingdom they would like to reign over, and they feel as though the federal government is getting in their way. I mean, one example might be the Christian Exodus group down in South Carolina. I don't know if they're officially a secessionist group, but just as an example of a group that's interested in more control, these are people that want to move a bunch of fundamentalist Christians together so they can create their own little Christian plot of land and, make whatever sort of crazy rules up that they want to and not have to deal with the federal government in regards to them. So just because someone's a secessionist doesn't necessarily mean that they love liberty.
Well,
they can still be
Project,
allies.
The Free State Project is not a secessionist movement either.
No, it's true, but there are a lot of people in the Free State Project that like the idea.
You and I being a pair of them.
Right. So we'll be there. Hopefully it'll be worthwhile, and we'll certainly let you know that night when we're there. You said that's in mid-November, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be going on the Saturday, so it's November the 15th.
Joe, here's a man that might want to consider actually seceding, personal secession, which I happen to be a fan of that idea. Instead of begging state government people to do it for you, just secede on your own. He calls himself the Squirrel Man. You heard of this guy, Mark? Squirrel Man?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
SeattlePI.com reporting, Squirrel Man knows the end is near. A little more than a week ago, this is actually a fairly old story, city workers arrived unannounced and put pink ribbon survey stakes around the cluster of trees that hold his home. Then, Friday, the city dispatched social workers to tell him about shelters a man with pets can't use and treatment programs that a light drinker doesn't need. You know, this may be a story that you'd want to share with your socialist girlfriend if you have one, to show how government that's supposed to be helping people is, in point of fact, throwing people out of their homes, in this case, Squirrel Man. They told him officials plan to evict him from his treehouse in the vacant lot under the interstate.
Vacant lot under the interstate. That makes me believe that it's not, in fact, his plot of land, right?
It's no one's plot of land, but at the same time, it's everyone's plot of land.
Public land, okay.
And it is his house. They asked him, won't you come down for good? But Squirrel Man says he doesn't have anywhere else to go. On Monday at 9 a.m., when the Seattle Department of Transportation posted a lime green 48-hour eviction notice on his hand-cobbled gate, telling him that he and his elaborate platform better disappear, Squirrel Man didn't come down. We'll give you the rest of his story coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's about homesteading. That's what this issue is about. It's about the idea of public property and who really owns it. And we'd love your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, where you'll find over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Get interactive with a bunch of our listeners. So I think a couple thousand people are members there. That doesn't mean they all post, of course. But there are a lot of things to discuss, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We mentioned the Free State Projects Liberty Forum earlier in the program. I'd like to encourage you to attend and bring a loved one that might not totally get the Liberty thing to, so they can see that you're not the only crackpot out there. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use the discount code 2009FTL to get a 10% discount off the already low early bird price of $199.
In a room full of cracked pots, it's the whole pot that looks stupid.
You will have a hell of a time if you've never been before. You should come to this. It's just going to keep getting better year after year as more people attend, more distinguished liberty-oriented luminaries attend and speak. You'll get to meet hundreds of liberty activists, many of whom already live here in New Hampshire, many of whom are planning to come. Some of them are considering to come to New Hampshire. And it really is a great time. Lots of notable folks are going to be there. We can run down that list at a later time, but I want to recommend you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to become apprised of the situation and get signed up now while you can get the early bird discount. The 10% off, I think, will always be good, but the discounted price is not going to be good for long. As soon as they announce the first keynote speaker, I believe that's going away.
So. You'll be sad.
Yeah, so save some money. Get signed up now at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to come back and talk more about the Squirrel Man, but Andy is back on the line. We're going to try Andy again. I'm told his line has cleared up. You're back on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sounding much better. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to real quick insert my point about secession.
Yes, sir.
And that is that is a lobbying firm in Washington that I mean, I don't know if it's just this one, but they're going to ruin it for everybody, all the young people, and that would be the AARP.
Hmm.
And they come out in support of national service. They came out in support of the bailout bill.
Right.
And it gets right down to, I know they're serving their constituency, and it's what the government has done to our economy. They have driven a wedge between the generations.
Yep.
And
well, this is what government does best. They drive wedges between all kinds of different subsets of people. And the government exists to pit one another, to pit people against each other's throats, and to try to convince them that it's the other interest groups that are the enemy instead of the government itself.
Well, there are enough old people who are totally depending on a government handout to be old and continue to be, that I just don't see any way for the federal government to, I guess conceptually it couldn't function anyway, but it's bad. There's no way out of that.
I don't think there's any political way out. You're not going to be able to, I agree with you, I don't think you're going to be able to walk into Washington, D.C. and put forth some piece of legislation to free some state from the union. And it may even be difficult to get it to happen politically on a state level, but it's certainly much more tangible there. I think that's why I think what we're going to need to see happen is individual personal secession on such a large scale that there's not a damn thing the AARP can do about it besides bitch and moan. I mean, because if enough people withdraw their support, if enough people withdraw their consent from this government apparatus, if they stop paying and they stop participating and they stop obeying, then they can't really do anything about it. I know there are a lot of prison cells in this country, but for the moment, a lot of them are full with drug users, so really, they can't do much about it. If enough people were to stop participating, if only 1 to 5% of people were to overtly stop and make it publicly known that they are no longer consenting to the system, I think it would all be, it'd be done. I mean, the secession would be curtains.
I know a lot of old people. And a lot of them are loved ones of mine, and I love them, and a lot of them are great people.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts me to have to tell them, you know, you are stealing from me, and you're stealing from my children.
Well, they're not stealing. It's not stealing when you accept stolen goods.
They're endorsing it.
Okay.
They've got their little lobby that goes to Washington and endorses this stuff. They're stealing.
Are they members of the AARP?
I mean, just about everybody who's over 55 is.
Just about.
Yeah. Well, in that case, they certainly are, and they should be ashamed of themselves. However, they were raised, as we all were, in a culture where people are taught and indoctrinated that this is the right thing to do, that government is okay and it's good, and it's just time we started saying, no, it's not, and we aren't going to participate anymore, and if you don't like it, you can pound your fists and stomp your feet all you want. Now, we'll help you on a voluntary basis if you need to get some sort of assistance. I'd be happy to help people that need assistance on a voluntary basis. Just don't threaten me. I don't appreciate being threatened. That's all, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
The stigmatism of the poorhouse is also... Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The stigmatism of the poorhouse as being such an awful and terrible thing is also contributed a lot to a lot of the problems we have. Well, what do you want? You want to live in the poorhouse? Well, you know, 100 years ago, a lot of people did live in the poorhouse, and that was just the way it was because people who couldn't properly take care of themselves had to ask other people to do it. And the people didn't have this entitlement mentality. And the whole entitlement mentality has basically destroyed whatever semblance of a free market we had because they enable it. And the AARP, I think, is a big part of that.
I think you're right. And I thank you for the call tonight. And glad you called back and we got your line cleared up because it was worth it. Thank you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I certainly don't want to see grandchildren at their grandparents, you know, attacking their grandparents or vice versa. I don't want to drive a wedge between generations or anything like that. But if somebody wants to act like they're entitled and they want to throw a hissy fit over the fact that somebody that they love has had it with this governmental system, then they've got some issues they need to deal with. It's their problem.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I think that, you know, the Johnson, the caller that earlier made a great point is you don't want to put the gun in their hand necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes people more defensive. And by saying you're stealing, that doesn't it doesn't help entirely.
Well, the organization they support is doing the dirty work for them, right? It's easy to collect the checks, but to actually go out and rob your next-door neighbor, none of those folks would do that. Your grandparents aren't going to go down the street house to house, stick a gun in the face of all their neighbors and demand money because they need a, you know, they need a trip to the doctor this week. They would never do something like that. But if the government does it, well, then it's okay, because then all the violence is obscured, because very rarely does the government have to get violent. Most people pay taxes on a voluntary basis.
Right. Does a guy who's come up on the you know, the street with a baseball bat who's slapping it on his hand and says, "Give me your wallet," has he gotten violent? I mean, he hasn't. No, he doesn't have to.
No, it's
because
implied.
Because you give him your wallet.
Right.
Now, so if you don't give him the wallet, that's when he starts beating you with a baseball bat and doesn't care what happens.
And if your grandparents love you, then they probably don't want you to get beaten with a baseball bat. So there are ways to communicate this to folks, and that's what we spent the first hour talking about, persuasion and communication and that sort of thing. So more on the way here. We'll bring back the Squirrel Man story. What's happening with his house that he built? It's his house. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Not sure why that music came back. And we're okay. Good. All right. So 800-259-9231. You can join us online. All the features free. And you need to know about privacyharbor.com. If you were listening to last night's podcast, you know I made a mistake. I had said during the show that I was going to put the Institute for Humane Studies interview that we had at the end of the show, and then because I had too many interviews, meaning two instead of one, I got all confused.
I can see how that could be dizzying.
I got all confused and put the Privacy Harbor one in last night instead. So tonight, I promise we'll do the IHS interview. But Privacy Harbor was quite an enlightening interview last night.
Especially if you have a business, it's not good if your employees can snoop in on your emails, and it's happening in business all over.
Well, I mean, there's shocking numbers here. According to PrivacyHarbor.com, over 35% of IT admins have admitted to snooping through their boss's email. And one of the things I noted last night during the interview is that some of the people in our chat room have admitted to that. I mean, we've got some IT kind of dudes in the chat room, the Free Talk Live amp-only chat room, and when we first read that statistic on the air, they were chiming in and saying, yeah, I do that all the time. You know, it's fun to read your coworker's email. It's fun to read the boss's email, right? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential guaranteed. Shouldn't your business email be secure? Isn't it worth a few bucks? Well, you can go to PrivacyHarbor.com and get signed up for a free account, test it out, and then there are some different tiers that you can upgrade to if you find it valuable.
You can keep the free account, too. Yeah. I mean, it just allows...
It's not time limited, right?
It's not time limited. It's
there
just,
are some
it's
limits.
It's email limited, yeah. Essentially. I don't know what the other limits are. There's others. But.
So head over to privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. All right, 1-800-259-9231. We continue the story about Squirrel Man. It's a story out of Seattle. And what has happened here is under one of the interstate overpasses, there's some land, right, that nobody would want to live under the interstate overpass. You ever stood under one of those before?
Noisy.
Just the constant noise. Well, apparently Squirrel Man decided he was going to set up his home there in a cluster of trees where he built a shelter. And when you get a chance, Mark, come walk around here and take a look at this photo of the inside of this man's home and just get an idea of what kind of work this guy put into this place. I mean, this is a real home that this guy is living in here. I mean, it's got like a wood stove of some sort. It's been constructed.
That's a real house.
Yeah, I'm no expert on describing construction here, Mark. What do you describe this floor that he's? I mean, this is a real floor with real wood. It's got a roof over it. This is a treehouse like out of Swiss Family Robinson. Not that extreme, but kind of that same level of construction ability.
Untreated 1x8s, 1x10s. Yeah. Plank flooring essentially. It's rustic, no doubt. But I don't think anyone could call this anything but a nice little cabin.
This is this man's home. And what is happening is social workers, you know, the people that are supposed to help the poor, right? Social workers in Seattle have been dispatched to essentially toss him out on his butt. And they're telling him, well, we've got our own shelters. You can come into our shelters, but you can't stay here. Squirrel Man says he doesn't have anywhere else to go. On Monday at 9 a.m., the Department of Transportation posted an eviction notice on his hand-cobbled gate, telling him that he and his elaborate platform better disappear. Squirrel Man didn't come down. His ladder, counterweighed with sandbags on pulleys, remained pulled up like a castle gate. His tent didn't stir. A day earlier, he talked about the possibility that for the third time in 3 years, he'd lose a carefully constructed home on other people's property. I'm tired, he said. I just want to be left alone. I'm not hurting anyone. And that's true. Neighbors said of David Saki, who is also known as Squirrel Man, decades ago known as Oral Wayne Branch when he was born into poverty in Los Angeles in 1955. David's a unique character, but a good neighbor, said Janet Yoder, who owns an apartment complex adjacent to the unused City Light-owned lot on the 3100 block of East Lake Avenue East, where Squirrel Man built his home. So it's a lot owned by City Light. Now, doesn't that sound to you like, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Mark, doesn't that sound to you like a municipal corporation of some sort, like a power company that is essentially given monopoly privilege over something? I'd like for someone to check that out if they could. City Light in Seattle, what is that?
It sounds like a power company, but who's to say whether the power company was given, you know, whether it was taken by eminent domain for City Light or whether they just bought it. It's difficult to say. However, they have been granted a government monopoly, and that's, you know.
I'm jumping to conclusions on that. I don't know for sure. He's built this amazing treehouse in the middle of a city, said Yoder. This is one of his neighbors. I certainly believe he's not a threat of any kind to anyone. Other neighbors agree, saying the wiry, weathered 52-year-old actually keeps crime down, and he keeps the vacant lot clean. Jim Ross, owner of the neighboring Ross Laboratories, loans Squirrel Man a block and tackle that he used to haul beams into the trees. He works hard, said Ross. He's kind of become the neighborhood watchdog. No matter. Workers with the City Transportation Department acting on a citizen report dated March 12th decided Mr. Squirrel Man should go. There are longstanding policies about encampments, about precedents, about liability on rights of way, and Squirrel Man is without a doubt in violation of each. He said he's not looking for pity, and he's not looking for a handout. He's compared himself to a homesteader who's simply using what wasn't used. He said, I just need a place where I can live with my animals. He began construction on his squirrel's nest about 2 years ago. Given better luck, he said, he wouldn't be here at all. He'd moved from Seattle to Pittsburgh and from there by way of Florida. The abridged version of the story he tells is that he was born to a mother who was a prostitute and a dad who was a drunk. City workers, after finding him and his brother stealing food to survive, remanded them first to relatives in Florida, then split them into foster homes. Eventually, the family adopted him and he changed his name, or a family adopted him. He dropped out of high school, got his GED, and started a successful vacuum cleaner and carpet cleaning business, he said. But a bad marriage, bad luck, and despair, he won't detail, put him on the ropes in his late 40s. He packed up what little he owned and moved to Seattle, hoping to make it to Alaska. A lost job cost him his Belltown studio apartment 4 years ago, and a lack of money and illegal parking cost him his Jeep Cherokee that he lived in after that. homeless, Squirrel Man searched. Using scraps, found carpet, and building supplies, he modified an empty 6-foot crawl space under a building owned by Don Kennedy Real Estate. So cleverly hidden, his entry was attached by Velcro and looked permanently sealed. The real estate company didn't find out for months. Don Kennedy Jr. said, this again, the owner of the real estate company, said, "We were shocked when a manager found it. It was nearly a full apartment he had built down there. Impressive, but he couldn't stay." Now, when you're building something on someone else's property, I think you've definitely crossed a line. But if you're talking about a vacant lot which has gone unused and it's underneath an interstate where clearly no one's ever going to want to build.
Right. Well, no one can build,
probably
really.
Probably not, yeah. Probably regulations there.
Now, I've heard of situations where when you're under power lines where it can adversely affect, I think, the electrical in the house. There's just so much power passing overhead. When it's the big power lines. I'm not talking about your average ones that are running down the street. I'm talking about the big ones that are on those giant metal trusses. That it can adversely affect the electrical in the house and things like that. But, you know, homesteading is something that's gone away in the United States, and I kind of, do I think this guy deserves to own his property? I'm not so sure about that, but maybe he should be left alone.
I think he should be left alone. In the case of Mr.
I mean, should he be able to pass down this treehouse to his heirs or sell it? I think that's pushing it. But
he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to have any heirs.
And the other question that I have is the same one that I have with your couch. Who is this person who complained?
We have no idea.
Because they're using the protection of the government in order to prevent the Squirrel Man from facing his accuser. Some coward, some stinking, lily-livered, yellow-backed coward wants to complain, wants to ruin this man's life, and doesn't have the guts to stand up and say so.
But most people that encounter this guy love him. His neighbors say he's helping the neighborhood. The people that live nearby him don't, I mean, at least the ones they interviewed for the article, don't seem to have a problem with this guy. Even Don Kennedy, the man who found Squirrel Man living underneath his business, likes the guy. We'll give you what he has to say here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of a Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki. We've got a whole bunch of stuff there, over 1,800 pages. It's been created by listeners like you, so go and get interactive for free over at wiki.wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the largest sponsor of Free Talk Live, has been for, I don't know, it's got to be over a year now. If you have any collections issues in your business, check out SACL CAI. Their banner is the top banner on the right-hand side at freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. We're going to go to the phones, and we'll continue Squirrel Man's story in a moment. Rob is on the line in Ontario. Rob, you want to talk about Squirrel Man?
Yeah, and I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, but there's a very happy ending to this story.
Oh, oh is really? There? This is good news. What,
I'm looking at a website, seattlepi.com. Mm-hmm. And some neighbors collected some money to buy a used RV for the gentleman. But when the couple that was selling the RV realized what was going on, they sold it for one penny to this guy.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, now, it's, you know, mind you, it's a used RV, but he's got, as I say, it's a very happy ending. And, you know, he's got a roof, solid roof over his head, and there's pictures on this website to show him getting his keys and you know everything
what's,
turned out.
What's the couple's name that sold the RV?
It doesn't name them. This is a Lake Forest.
Some anonymous
couple.
Good people.
Wow. You know, it's nice to see who the heroes are in this story, but I guess we all know who the villains are.
The government.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, this just goes to show that you know, no matter what happens, you know how bad the government treats you. The kind heartedness sometimes of neighbors comes through, and as I say, I think it's he's better off for this anyway.
I think you're right about that, and thank goodness he didn't have to be forced, as the government was attempting to force him out off the property and into some sort of government housing. Do you know where they're allowing him to park the RV?
I don't think it goes into that detail.
Well, Walmart will allow you to park RVs
only for a night.
I don't know what their precise rules are, but at the very least, you'll be able to figure something out.
It's for people that are in transition, somebody that's going from place to place. Sure. They're allowed to park at the Walmart.
Yeah, it doesn't really go into a lot of detail, but anyway, I was hoping I wasn't giving away the ending of the story. But it's very nice.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad that it ended that way, and I appreciate you updating us on that. And thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll continue the story nonetheless to tell you about what happened to this man originally, why he was under fire. And let me correct earlier, or I guess verify earlier, my supposition that City Light, which is the owner apparently of the property that this man, Squirrel Man, had built his treehouse on. Again, it was underneath an interstate bypass in some trees, and it essentially was a vacant lot The neighbors that were surrounding the area spoke very highly of Squirrel Man. They said that he helped keep the lot clean, said that he helps keep crime out of the area, that he was a good neighbor, a nice guy. And so we checked it, or Johnson checked it out, and City Light is indeed a city or a publicly owned utility. So, it's not even a privately owned utility. Right. It's not even a privately owned utility with a monopoly. It's a government run utility company, which means that City Light territory is public land, which as far as I'm concerned means this man was completely within his rights to homestead a piece of it and build his treehouse. He was being a good neighbor. That's what his neighbors had to say, with the exception of whoever the dirty snitch was that snitched him out to the government people. Let me continue the story, though. When we were originally talking about how before he built his treehouse, he actually built a little crawl space, or modified a crawl space, underneath Don Kennedy Real Estate. Now, Don Kennedy Jr. said he was shocked when one of their managers found it. It was impressive, but he couldn't stay. Kennedy and his wife were so impressed with Squirrel Man's work, they actually hired him to do small jobs and let him live in vacant units. This worked for a while, but in the end, Kennedy said, he was smart, personable, and talented, but unfortunately, he was also unreliable. And, you know, that's the number one thing you got to get right when you're working for somebody, is showing up on time.
You know, I always wonder about this because, you know, where does unreliable start and mental stability, you know, end? Couldn't somebody be, you know, have a mental problem to the point that they're just not able to be reliable? And I always feel bad for those people because, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to be reliable. It's not. And I can see how, as you know, maybe depression grips you and things like that, the drive to be more reliable is it's just not as important to you.
Squirrel Man built another place, this time in an apartment complex. He built another place, this time in an apartment complex on East Lake, slated for razing. Then one day he found his small hidden building bulldozed. He said, I got off the bus, I saw it, and dropped my bags and started crying. He walked to the lot across the street and made temporary shelter in the bushes. Then he noticed the linden tree on the hillside, the East Lake side of the lot. He wedged a sheet of plywood into the tree, creating a big platform large enough for his tent. It was midsummer, and a dense canopy of leaves blanketed the tree and obscured his roost. The platform was too small, he said. I needed more room so I wouldn't fall off. So he began searching. The neighborhood construction boom got an unexpected beneficiary. Next door, Janet Yoder and her husband, Robbie, began hearing hammering sounds. But with the din from Interstate 5 overhead and the sound reflecting from Lake Union, it was difficult to pin down. Then came fall and a big windstorm. She looked out her window at the tree. It was like a curtain got raised, she remembered. Suddenly, there was this treehouse. She met Squirrel Man a short time later. So would many in that stretch of East Lake. He had introduced himself as David, the treehouse guy. Over time, he raised his platform and expanded it to approximately 300 square feet.
Gosh.
With the block and tackle, he raised a wood stove, chairs, and shelves. On the platform rests his tent, three chairs and shelves. A counter cradles an unplumbed sink. The platform stretches across the branches of three trees and is, as he said, solid as a rock. For the time, he had electricity, temporarily donated by his neighbors. Even a television, heater, and a stereo. From scraps, it has a million-dollar view of the lake and Queen Anne Hill. He said, I was happy as hell. He's not sure what he'll do now. He lives in the tree with his rat, Lucky, his ferret, Rainbow, and an off-balance squirrel named Tilt. The name Squirrel Man comes from the pet squirrels that he's had over time, tame enough to sit on his shoulder. He says he understands why the squirrels like the trees. It's safer up here, he said. But now it appears over. Neighbors have talked of trying to find him shelter he can use with the animals. He wonders if the city can just take mercy and leave him alone for a few years. How much longer am I going to be able to climb that ladder, he said. Just leave me alone for a few years and I'll be gone anyway. And indeed, that's what they should have done. They should have left the guy alone. But
solve the problem.
But thank goodness the problem was solved by people who care. By people who really care, because as Robin...
That's how problems are best solved,
right,
anyway.
Voluntarily, consensually, by people who have an interest in the situation. Now, I know there's a chance that some government bureaucrats actually had an interest in helping this guy.
But the government program simply can't be created in order to help this guy. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if you allowed the people in homeless shelters to own pets? squirrels, rats.
Yeah.
What was the other pet? I mean, for God's sakes, you can't allow them to have these things. You just can't. And that's the problem. One size does not fit all. So don't force me to pay for your one size fits all solution.
Right. I don't support what you government people are doing to this poor man. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want my money being extracted from me to go to terrorize people like this who are, by all accounts, except for the anonymous coward, being a good neighbor. And probably the person that snitched this guy out just didn't like the idea of someone living for free in a tree somewhere. They probably didn't like that.
Some nasty little busybody.
Yeah.
That's all.
What's that man doing over there living in that tree? That's in a vacant lot. He shouldn't be in there. There's a problem with that. I'm calling the snitch line.
Why don't you leave people alone, huh? Unless they're causing a problem in your life beyond creating something you don't want to see. Unless they're causing a problem on your property and they're doing damage to you and your loved ones, why don't you shut the F up and go about your own damn business?
Well, and why don't you try to approach somebody and talk to them about your problem before you go and get the government involved? And if you do get the government involved, stand up and proclaim it like a man.
Right.
See, the thing is that they know that they would face retribution.
Maybe.
You don't think that there'd be some kind of...
I don't think there'd
be some kind of stigma attached to the person who snitched on Squirrel Man who's protecting...
You're right. Maybe Squirrel Man wouldn't retaliate, but someone else might retaliate on his behalf or something. I suppose that's possible.
And what they're probably said to themselves, the excuse they used is, well, that guy in the with the vacant thing there is bringing down property values. Well, no. Actually, your government, in the form of this bailout, has been bringing up property values, bringing down property values far more than the homeless guy in the tree. But, you know, I think that people should have a spine.
Yep.
Go and talk to the person that you have a problem with first. If you're going to use the government, don't have a problem with standing up and saying you're the one who did it.
Absolutely. And that's an issue.
Because if you did something right, what do you have to hide? That's what they always say. What is there to hide?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Mark, you've got 10 reasons schools are like prisons. We'll share those with you coming up here in moments and take your calls about whatever you want. The third hour is coming up, and the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th, at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Alex Jones.